This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Epiphany yesterday when I went and saw the movie Chaney, and it was really a illustrative epiphany that I'm going to carry out in the start of the next segment. I'll describe it for radio listeners. Obviously TV viewers will be able to see it, and of course I'm calling the movie Chaney. It's the movie is Vice. I'm teleprompter free here. And I went to see it because I was interested, because it was a political, you know, fiction piece. But also went because I was told that the movie basically ends with yours truly, which it does. Just like the documentary about William F. Buckley did. I guess I'm this symbol of all that's wrong in the world to the left. And so they have to misrepresent who I am and what I stand for. But there's one part in the film, and I think the film's well done. Hollywood's attacking it and giving it bad reviews, or mixed reviews, because it humanizes Dick Cheney. It makes him look like a terrible sociopath, but it still humanizes him to a certain extent. Oh, that's kind of an oxymoron, humanizing a sociopath. And it's a big apology, you know, for the Democrats, a big cover-up. But there's one part, actually a couple parts. They hint at 9/11 being an inside job, and that just means the government stood down and let it happen. But they also have a scene early on in the beginning that shows an image that I remember seeing last year, and I remember wanting to make the point about the photograph and the video we're going to show that was made in the film, and pinching myself that I hadn't made that point last year. Now, I've actually made this point many, many times. When you hear me make the point, you say, okay, yeah, we've heard that 100 times. But if you get this point, you get everything. Absolutely everything. So I tend to get real excited when I cover things like this. I'm going to try to be a good boy when we come back and really delve into this for at least one segment, solid. I owe it to you, I owe it to myself, I owe it to my family to do this. So we'll do that when we come back from break. And then this story ties in to the whole rest of the enchilada. And you know, I've got all the treaties here in my hands. There's a lot of preparation for this. And that's really the problem, is there's so much information that I tend to just get caught going into each little piece of what I'm covering and proving each little piece instead of just telling you, hey, here it is. And then you need to go look this for yourself. But there's a reason they want us off the air. And I just can't believe that there's enough people in the establishment that even know what's going on. And they do. And they're going along with this. But they're doing it really out of fear. They're not just doing it out of they want power or be part of the power structure. They do it because, you know, you start bucking this, the knives come out. But see, the knives are already out. There is a genocide taking place that dwarfs everything Hitler did conservatively 100-1. At least 100-1. Stay with us. We'll break it all down on the other side.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, December 28th, 2018. And we've cracked the code. We've cracked the globalists, the technocracies, plan to get them to their world government. And for the globalists, world government is just the beginning. Now, the decision has been made to slowly poison and dumb down and kill everyone on the planet, basically, about 99%. That's the internal document numbers. It's about a 99.9% extermination operation. The college students were told 80% extermination. Graduate students were told 90% extermination. Higher-level government officials were told 99% extermination. And, of course, you now see the public rollout of that everywhere. We spent most of the show yesterday detailing it from the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, the Carnegie Endowment. Just humans are inherently evil. We have to get rid of them. And then we have the Malthusian eugenics background of that. We have the entire British Empire's funding getting behind it in 1855 in a global project that is all detailed in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's still, they're trying to have it removed off Amazon, but you can also watch it for free on YouTube. But let me just stop there, giving footnotes. There's a lot of big news out today. The EU has announced that we need a planetary world government to stop nation states. That's a quote. Merkel, disgraced, but still the chancellor, but her party's lost power in the parliament. Merkel said, quote, nations must give up their sovereignty and that citizens of nations must be ignored and that outside alliances must team up in an orderly fashion to stop the nations and their peoples. These are quotes she gave at a national televised event. We have links to the video. It's in German. That's called treason. We're going to ignore the people. We're going to ignore our law. And we're going to take your freedom away and merge with the Middle East. What have we been telling you for 20 years? But see, now that it's all happening, we've got to be off the air because the credibility's so high. That's what I've told my crew. Just us staying on the air is an incredible victory. I'm going to talk about that later in the broadcast. Just you spreading the word in any way is the end of these people. But you got to do it. Let's stop there. I'm going to get into a subject of the exterminism project, and I'm just going to look at a few of the tentacles. But two of the larger ones. And I'm going to look at one third tentacle as well. But all of these tentacles need you to opt into them. It's a metaphysical rule. It's like in the Bible, it says the devil has to go up and get permission from God to do certain things. And so we have to be warned first. So in all three of these tentacles, you notice it's a Trojan horse you take in and that you accept and that you acquiesce to. And now we're entering the phase where even that's being removed and they're going to forced. So let me get into it. But first, for TV viewers, radio listeners, obviously, I will break it down. I went to see Vice, the movie about Dick Cheney, yesterday, because obviously I wanted to see it, and reportedly the movie ended with yours truly as the ultimate sign of evil, which it does end with yours truly as if I'm Baphomet. Now, as if here's the new Cheney, here's the new enemy, which I'm the complete opposite of Dick Cheney. Now, before I get into the tentacles of death that are 100% already in your body, already in your DNA, already killing you right now, most of us are walking dead. This is an absolute fact, and they're about to really accelerate the extermination. So far, it's just been ambient. It's been background, kind of like crickets sawing their feet together. Or like frogs, or a leaf blower off in the distance. It's going to be a freight train if you wanted to quantitate it on a sound scale. And actually, some of it is sound. At the microwave frequency that rattles water molecules and rubs them together at a perfect oscillation frequency to rip DNA apart. And it was designed, and the exact oscillation has been chosen to make it the most vicious out of hundreds of combinations that wouldn't be as damaging. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten to it yet. But the movie Cheney, Vice, about Cheney, opens up with, we get so used to tyranny and so used to oppression that we can be standing right next to death itself and we don't even notice it. And I remember thinking the same thing when I saw this video and this photo I'm going to put on screen now of a golfer, a group of golfers in Washington State last year. And you see them playing golf. They're on the putting green. And as you zoom back, you see that there is giant fires in the background. So, they say an image can say a 1,000 words. Well, it certainly has. So we'll put it back on television for viewers. We can just put the Daily Mail article up if you'd like. Now, or we can roll the video for folks. We can do that. That'd be nice as well. Now, this is illustrative of how you can be right next to a burning inferno with ash raining down on you. And you don't even care because everyone else goes on about their business as if it's no big deal and as if it doesn't matter. Because no one around you behaves like it's serious or something should be done, so you don't take action, even though people are dying, even though governments won't cut fire breaks as they did before and are allowing it to happen, even though it's burning down houses. You adapt to living in hell instead of changing your environment to make it better and to fix it. Now, if you can become callous or blind to fires in California or fires in Washington or fires wherever, and not even be upset at the government that it has policies in place for 30 years not letting you cut fire breaks that have allowed the epidemic, well, what are you going to do about things you can't see, like gravity or cell phone radiation up to 5G and higher that they admit gives you cancer? We'll cover that when we come back. What are you going to do? Well, everybody knows if you jump off a cliff, you can't see the gravity well of planet Earth. But you know that if you jump off a 200-foot cliff You're going to probably die. You're certainly going to wish you were dead. You're going to break your legs, your back, your head. You're going to break most of the bones in your body. But if a couple hundred yards away, there's a giant, fast-moving inferno, well, it turned out in this case, they had enough time to finish up their 18 holes and get in their car and go, but later the golf course did burn down. But it doesn't matter. You're going to finish your game. And again, it's part of a culture of total and complete selfishness. But if we could get people to understand cell phone radiation and things like that are like gravity. They're there, but you can't see them. And they're killing you. But instead of jumping off a cliff and you die 10 seconds, 20 seconds later when you hit the bottom, with radiation it takes a few years, 20, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, depending on the person. Some people are more susceptible to it. Others aren't. But within that, recognizing the threat and being conscious of it, there's a way out of this. But if you can't see a giant fire coming your direction, how are you ever going to do anything for yourself or your family?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thanks for joining us. Okay, let's get right into it.
Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him.
There is a global program. There is a global operation to establish a planetary world government whose aim is ending war by ending the mass of humanity. And the answer is bring in world government, have controlled wars, have controlled bioweapons released, cull the populations down to a manageable 400 million is the public number put out by the UN. Again, more internal documents say 10,000, maybe. Those people are going to merge the machines and become gods. And I told you this decades ago. Now it's in the news. The philosophy of the elite, stewards of the earth by reducing population, and they believe humanity's obsolete. They will soon merge with silicon and become gods. This is the cult we're fighting. But to do that metaphysically, they've got to say, oh, vaccines, and then add things to vaccines. It's compartmentalized where the doctors and scientists aren't even aware of it in most cases. But then people see the convulsions, the deaths, the cancer, the autism, and then they have a project to manage that and handle that and get the public used incrementally to having mass death take place all around them. So, when they first started coming out with cell phone radiation technology 40 years ago, it was already old technology then, there were studies and articles out about how it would vibrate DNA and cause massive DNA damage. That's what a microwave does. It rubs molecules together and then heats them up. So it creates a friction like that. And they just began to increase it out from that point. And they noticed testicular cancer and things in truck drivers and other people that would have the old, more high-powered cell phones between their legs. So they started telling them, hey, don't keep that thing between your legs. So we have all the old studies. And then as new studies come out showing increased cancer as the radiation gets stronger, their argument is, well, you've been warned about it, kind of like on the side of a package of cigarettes, it tells you it can give you cancer or cause birth defects. But see, children aren't opting into this, and many adults aren't. But many schools, as you know, put the cell phone towers that are super powerful up on top of the facilities, and they make money off that. There's been a big pushback, so they've had to back off. I remember 20 years ago, again, talking about how they were going to put smart meters on the side of your house and how they were going to spy on you and how they were going to rip you off, and now it's all admitted, and now it's ubiquitous. Now they say if you want power, period, you've got to have one of these. So they're going from making you opt in to where it's just the way it is. And so whether it's electricity or whether it's radiation, whether it's cell phone radiation, it's particles, charged wavelengths, blasting out in the spectrum and affecting your body in a very damaging way. You know, every airline pilot I know is aware of this, no matter how great a shape they were in. You notice the elite pilots all like to fly at night now. The big global flights that are 10, 15, 18 hours long are launched at night. And it's not so you sleep on the plane, boys and girls. It's because the pilots are refusing to fly the airplanes during the day because there's a water shield up to about 20,000 feet and a dust shield up to about 20,000 feet. The water is about 10 feet of water condensed. The dust shield is about an inch to 2 inches, and it shields you from high-level space radiation. Now, see, that's just a fact that it's the equivalent of many chest x-rays. And airlines even looked 20 years ago into putting lead shielding, but then it would be so expensive and it would emit the radiation that they decided to not do it. But, I mean, I know airline pilots that were in the Air Force 25 years ago that looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And now they look like they've been in a microwave oven. They've had dozens of cancers. And they'll tell you, oh, we're all like this. And they're sunken in, and their eyes are gone. And they maybe wear sunglasses. It doesn't matter. And they've got cancer all over their body because they've been in space. Above 20,000 feet, baby, you're in space. The gravity still holds you into the Earth, but you're in space, Bubba. You're above the real atmosphere. And so all I'm getting in here is I could talk for 100 hours on this. But we live in a very small, thin environment on the surface of the Earth. And most people live below 15,000 feet for a reason. And just air travel. And you're like, why are all the flights suddenly at night? Because the more, you know, the big jets, the big elite pilots, they like living. Now, let's move on to our children and 5G. One of the few areas Trump's really doing a bad job on, but he's just all about innovation. They tell him it's great, and he can't see it. He drinks Diet Coke, and he likes Kentucky Fried Chicken. He's super blue-collar. And you know, blue-collar folks, they like to smoke cigarettes. They like to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, it's kind of that attitude, tough guy stuff. But now the 5G's coming in, taxpayer-funded. There's not just a race with China to put this stuff in because it can surveil everything you're doing in your house, literally look through walls, but also grab all your data. But they even have LA Times, Wired Magazine, all of them admitting that it's causing massive cancer in all the studies in rats. Much worse than the old technology because it's a lot stronger. Wow. Something's 20, 30, 40 times stronger, and the old stuff gave you cancer. What's this going to do? It's like smoking filterless cigarettes versus filtered, but much worse. Then I've got all the stacks of news here where they know it's killing us, but they're going ahead with it, and it's done on purpose. Well, guess what? Everybody has a right to not be living under this. And people have to organize. They have to say no now. Because it's going to become more and more evident as the autism and the brain damage and the cancer is all exploding. That just like vaccines that they're spiking on record, they've been calling all the world the UN has, with sterilants and cancer viruses. Most cancer is viral. Your body beats it all the time, but then when your immune system gives up, then you're dead. And it's also a deal with cells replicating as they've replicated so many times and they have more mutations. But that's the secondary type of cancer. Most cancer is viral. The Rockefeller Foundation discovered it in the 20s. JFK discovered the research, tried to kill it. That's even in the JFK movie, that they were getting weaponized cancer out of New Orleans that they developed, injectable. And they want you to opt into the vaccine, too. Metaphysically, you've got to opt into the 5G. You've got to opt into the vaccine. They want you to opt in. Because then, oh, they didn't kill you. You opted into it. So we got a special guest joining us. And he'll be with us into the next hour. But I'm going to go to him about 5 minutes into the next segment. I have to finish this when we come back. And then we'll look at the big globalist attack dog, China, and why it's been chosen by the NWO to be the center and the seat of world government. InfoWars.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time. time and the extended hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Teddy Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Stephen W. Mosier joins us via video Skype. We're going to him for just a moment. He'll ride shotgun with us about 20 minutes in the next hour. And he's an expert on China, lived there many years, pop.org. He's worked with the U.S. government, other governments, understanding China. And again, he witnessed what's really going on in the nation for a long time. I mean, I'll let him recap his awakening as a liberal over there and actually seeing what the left was embracing and why they thought communist China was so great and how it is America's great rival. He is the best-selling author of Bully of Asia, and he wrote a big article for the New York Post that's excellent we're going to be getting into. And he can also speak about 5G, but let's finish up just with the documentation if you're a viewer or a listener. Just like there are some cliffs in Austin that are about 1,000 feet tall. They're not really mountains, but they call them Mount Bonnell and Mount this, Mount that. They look like little mountains. You can go up to the edge of a cliff, and you can't see gravity. But everybody knows if you jump off, when you hit the bottom in 20 seconds, you're going to wish you were dead, or you're going to be dead. You'll probably be dead about 95% of the time. Maybe if you hit a tree or something, or bounce on your way down, you're going to live. Now, you can't see gravity, but the planet has it. We're in a gravity well. We know how it works. Big things have gravity, and they suck little things onto their surface. Now, I've got literally UN studies, Chinese studies, U.S. studies, British studies, telecom studies going back 30 years. I had to print me whole stacks of these today. You can just type it in, and it's confirmed, confirmed, gives rats cancer, confirmed, all these new tumors that kill so many people right on the side of your head you use the cell phone. And they rattle DNA. Big studies that 5 minutes of cell phone use against the head raises brain temperature 1 degree. It actually heats your brain up. Now, what does radiation do? What does microwave radiation do when you put a cup of water in it and turn it on for a minute? What makes it hot? The molecules rub together. It cooks your brain. So here's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. EU reflex study shows DNA damage caused by radiation from wireless devices and mobile phones. This is from the UN themselves. Confirmed. Mobile phones break DNA. Scrambled genome. What happens when your genome gets scrambled? It has a name. It's called cancer. And it just goes on. Oh, LA Times. Well, it causes cancer, but no big deal. 5G service is coming, and so are health concerns at the towers that support it. Oh, yeah, the towers are really bad. The cell phones are bad enough. So at least there's some consciousness to this. And then, oh, how adding iodine to salt boosted Americans' IQ. That's even New York Times. In raising the world's IQ, the secret is salt, the iodine. Oh, but the U.S. took it out of the salt. We don't want that. But China, they had it. See. So everything that's being done to the West, the culture, all of it, is to literally dumb us down. Make us stupid. Make us totally sick. We're not outside. We're not in the dirt. Here's another article. Bacteria found in dirt stops growth of superbugs. Resist antibiotics. Saskatchewan University, linked up on Infowars.com. Oh, if you let your kids play in the dirt and they're outside more, then suddenly you won't need all those antibiotics. I mean, my dad's really smart black nanny said to my grandmother when he was getting sick as a baby, she says, Ms. Jones, you're going to kill that baby. You need to let him play in the dirt. He's too clean. You make me clean him all the time, all the rest of it. He gets sick all the time. Of course, she then gave him what she called Hindu tea. Snuck it, later told my grandmother, which was boiled chicken manure, which turns out to be the best antibacterial out there, but gives your body immunity. He didn't get sick anymore because she boiled chicken crap and fed it to him. But everybody knew this in the old times. We just have forgotten it now. So the answer is let your kids play in the dirt, not putting them on antibiotics every day. But the system knows this, so they're letting you opt in. The question is, why are they doing this? Why are they carrying this out? Why is this being allowed? Because there could be good, clean vaccines, but they're not. There could be, again, communication systems that aren't as damaging, but they go for the worst. What's going on here is the larger question. Now, his book, I read it a couple years ago when it came out, but it's more important than ever, Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. And I'm not going to go over Mr. Mosher's entire background. We're going to get more into China in the next segment. But briefly, since I'm getting into 5G and these invisible dangers, and then China's so big in the news right now with their executives' arrest over their form of 5G, they're basically selling at cost. It's already dominated the world. And why this is so dangerous, it all ties together. Stephen M. Mosher, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good to be here, Alex.
Stephen W. Mosher. Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a subscriber. I was unhappy when YouTube and Big Tech decided that they were going to censor you. So I responded by subscribing to InfoWars and by encouraging my friends to do so as well. So thank you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. You know, I noticed when I criticized Apple and Google moving to China this year that that's when the hammer fell.
Yeah, And they're in trouble because they're in league with a country that wants to dominate not only its own people, but the world. You know, the Chinese have a system now to monitor 1.4 billion people in their own country. And they'd like to apply that system to everybody in the world, all 7+ billion of us. And that's why they're selling these Huawei phones. That's why they want to set up 5G connections everywhere, because it's a great, great data gathering enterprise. It's a great big vacuum cleaner that vacuums up data about where you were born, what your name is, what your face looks like, so they can use face recognition technology, where your bank accounts are, everything they want to compile into one huge database. And once they have it, of course, they'll be in a position to pressure us in ways that we can only imagine in a horror story now.
And you've been speaking about this forever, so people know about your curriculum vitae, specifically in the School of Life. Just in the next few minutes, recap how you got to China, why you went there, and what you discovered in your awakening.
Well, I was the first American allowed to go to China back in 1979, a long time ago. That's when China was first, what we call it, opening up to the West. Of course, that opening to the West was a way of getting, stealing, begging, borrowing, stealing Western technology and overtaking us so they could dominate us. But we were hopeful at the time. I wound up in a commune in South China. Learned very quickly from the people in the commune that communes don't work, that people produce best when they're in family units with family-owned enterprises, providing for themselves and their family and their neighbors, not for the distant government bureaucracy, not for the state. But it was a real wake-up call. My friends in the local village took me to a local hill, which was known as Turtle Mountain, where all of the people who were associated with the old regime were taken and shot in the early 50s. Simply shot dead without a trial. Then they took me to a mass grave that was filled in 1961 and 1962 with the bodies of 400 people who had died during the great Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao famine of that year. They created great communes. They couldn't feed the people with the produce from the communes. And 400 people died in my commune alone. And, of course, throughout China, 45 million people died. But the real wake-up call was when I was in the operating room, where they were arresting and bringing in to receive forced abortions women who were illegally pregnant with second children or third children. Illegal, of course, because the Communist Party had declared these babies to be illegal. The mothers of these babies were arrested, brought in, tied down on operating tables, and given cesarean section abortions. If you can imagine that. Think about that. Think about your wife being arrested for the crime of being pregnant illegally, taken by force by Communist Party officials to a local dirty little clinic, and there tied down an operating table and given an abortion by Red Army doctors who were brought in from the nearby army base because the local doctors refused to do these operations. They knew these people were their friends and neighbors. And so they had to bring in, the Communist Party did have to bring
Stephen
in.
Stephen W. Right Moser, stay right there. Let's talk about this. It's a powerful story. You're going in depth into it. And
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Stephen W. Mosier really was one of the first people allowed in by the communist Chinese to actually live there and sent to one of their communes because he was a leftist, a liberal. He was a well-meaning one. My dad said when he was in college, before that in the 60s, that they were already priming him that China was the future, China was the way to go. And they had Chinese research scientists over here that my dad was working with even in high school at MD Anderson. But that's a whole other story. But the globalists chose China as the model for the world, took it from nowhere with no running water and 95% of the country to the industrial and technological juggernaut that it is now. But it's powerful how Mr. Mosier, who became one of the leading people for orphanages, you name it, in China, had his epiphany from the people themselves. People think the Chinese are monolithic. No, they're not. Not the Taiwanese, not many. In fact, I can hardly buy Chinese food for myself when I go in a Chinese place in Houston or Austin or New York. I was at a Chinese food restaurant last night, and they were trying to keep me from paying. And they had, of course, Epoch Times being sold at the front. So Most of the Chinese people that are out of China absolutely know how horrible it is, and they're free market people. They used to be Christian, a lot of them. They get killed or Buddhist. And where's the left saying a word? I mean, imagine Hitler. Everybody overuses Hitler. Oh, it's like Hitler. It's like Hitler. But if there was a Hitler around who was still in government, or let's say Hitler died, but the Nazis were still in power in Europe, and they were still killing people en masse, you'd be concerned about it, but not China. And instead, they're bringing their technology that's been proven to have all these spy chips, all these controls, and are buying off our universities, our governments. Well, Stephen W. Mosier has been one of the only other big voices out there, other than myself and Bill Gertz and a few others, who have talked about what the CFR has said, what the globalists have said, that they're selling us out to China, that they have been holding their hand and positioning them, and now it's finally in the news that they've got spy ships and they're taking Kenya's only port and they've got 98% of rare earth minerals and they've got all the major, they've been positioned by traders as part of a larger plan. We'll talk about that next hour and get into 5G and his huge article that's gone totally viral. It was like one of the top stories last week when Drudge Report linked to it about the Chinese Communist master plan and this dynastic royalty, basically, of the party that got arrested. How arrest of Chinese princess exposes regime's world domination plot. So we'll get into that in the 30 minutes next hour. But your personal story is so powerful. Finish up your awakening. I don't want to speak for you. Were you a liberal? Were you a leftist? The point was you meant well, but you drank the Kool-Aid, because I've read your book and I've had you on several times. But you describe it best, who you were, and then hopefully other liberals will wake up out there.
Well, I was a doctoral candidate at Stanford University. I was teaching Chinese studies at the University of California at Berkeley. And yeah, I'd read all the books that were published in the 60s and 70s praising Chairman Mao Zedong and the Chinese Communist Party for the claims that they had ended poverty, they had improved the lives of the people in the countryside. You know, it was typical left-wing delusions, we should say, about a brutal, thuggish communist regime that when you looked up close and personal, these weren't very nice people. This was the new party. This was the elite. These were people who kept the masses oppressed. They didn't raise up the masses. They kept the ordinary people oppressed, and they, of course, had the best of everything. The now today 90 million members of the Chinese Communist Party absolutely dominate the 1.4 billion Chinese. They get the best of everything. Most of the money that's been generated by the export sector of the Chinese economy, which is the only sector of the economy that works, by the way, the rest of the Chinese economy is clunky, state-owned dinosaurs. It resembles the former Soviet Union. The export sector of the economy, thanks to the stupidity of our leaders for the last 25 years, works with great efficiency to produce cheap goods for American open markets. Finally, that's coming to a close. So I get to China. I'm living in this commune, and it takes a while for the locals to begin to trust me. Now, I can read, write, and speak Chinese. I can speak Cantonese, Mandarin, and Taiwanese. So I was able to speak to them in a language they could understand and communicate in. And one by one, late at night, usually over a glass of rice wine, they would begin to tell me these horror stories of life under the commune. You know what they call the Chinese Communist Party? They call it the big landlord. The Chinese Communist Party of the Red Army came in, killed all the small landlords, the landowners, lined them up over there at that little mountain that I talked about and shot them dead. But it became the big landlord. It controlled everything. The people were producing goods, silk and sugar cane and other things that they were forced to sell to the Chinese Communist Party at fire sale prices. So they remained poor while the party got rich. But this one child policy, I have to tell you about that, Alex, because to see women who are 7, 8, 9 months pregnant, and in some cases only days or hours away from giving birth, arrested for the imaginary crime of being pregnant without the permission of the Chinese Communist Party, and then taken away by party officials in front of the horrified parents, brothers, sisters, husbands, and children of these women, taken away by force. I went with them to the operating room. I was there when these women were opened up like tin cans by cesarean section by Red Army doctors who would then kill their babies by lethal injection. This is not abortion, Alex, as bad as that is. This is infanticide. This was the killing of nearly full-term healthy babies at birth. And there were cases that the woman was so far advanced in labor that the baby's head was already crowning. The baby was already beginning to be born. And what the Red Army doctors did at that point is almost beyond describing. They would take a hypodermic needle. They would fill it with formaldehyde or alcohol, and they would give the baby a lethal injection into the soft spot of the baby's skull, killing the baby instantly after it was born.
Now, let's be clear. Here in America, they call it partial birth, but the women volunteer for it, and the baby, under law, cannot leave the canal, or it's a live birth. You can't kill them, though they still do it. They use a high-powered suction vacuum to punch a hole in the head and suck the brains out.
Yeah, we can't claim any moral superiority over the Chinese in that sense. I mean, in one sense, we're a democratic country. We elected the men who appointed the judges who allowed the abortion doctors to go in to the sanctity of the womb with their knives and their suction equipment and kill unborn children. So in a sense, we're doubly responsible. The Chinese women, the Chinese families who were devastated by these forced abortions, didn't elect these Communist Party leaders. These leaders...
Exactly. So the evil is it's being forced on them. Let's expand on that, and we're going to get into the big enchilada when we come back, the current state of the war with China and the traitors in our own government. And so Americans can pick which side, and others around the world can pick which side they want to be on here. With the author, best-selling author, Bully of Asia, Stephen W. Mosier, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. The left, David Rockefeller, when Mao Zedong died, as you know, in the late 70s, wrote huge op-eds in the New York Times praising, you know, how great communism is, how wonderful it is. Why would the ultra-rich do this? And then why does the left love China? Because that's where you can really carry out the mass test, have a party that's ready to do it, and just use people like they're lower than animals. So what was it like for you who drunk the Kool-Aid, as you said, to actually be on the ground? They trusted you. You were a fellow traveler, China studies guy, so you're one of the first to come in. And then what was it like in the process? Did it come all at once, or was it incremental?
Well, it took me the better part of a year. I'm a slow learner when it comes to some very important things, but by the end of my year in China, I realized that that the Chinese Communist Party was a party of tyrants, of thugs, really a mafia that had taken control of the entire country. And we're not really out for the Chinese people in any sense of the meaning of the word. They were simply out for themselves. They were a party that wanted to accumulate as much power and wealth as they could.
George Orwell was a leading socialist and then woke up because he actually got his hands dirty. You got your hands dirty. That's the problem now. So many leftists are in bubble world, you know, living in the high-rise apartment, going to college forever on the Internet. They never get their hands dirty. It seems like anybody that gets their hands dirty who isn't evil always starts fighting collectivism.
Yeah, if I could take all of my Stanford University colleagues with me to China and let them live in China for a year, they would come away with a very different view of socialism, of communism in China. The trouble is they only see China from afar. They read the propaganda published by the Chinese regime. They're alienated from their own country, you see. That's the other problem. They're alienated from their own country, their own history, their own culture. They've been taught to despise their own history, their own culture.
Let's talk about that. How were they inoculated to hate themselves?
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.